This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for The Digest, brought to you by the Living Well Disability Resource Centre.
And time for us to take a look through today's edition of The Digest, brought to us by Living Well Disability Resource Centre. And Kirsty joins us once more. Kirsty, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
All right, another busy edition. Where do we start?
So we have, you might have seen on our social media that we've been given glimpses into our product of the week. So we've got a brand new Theorarim Mercer lift chair. Now this is the chair that when you sit, you can actually get it to lift you out of it into a standing position. So we've got a very fancy new brown leather one in the shop at this point in time. And believe it or not, they actually come in a petite range as well. So you can have a kind of smaller one if you're a more of a petite human like myself, so it's more fitted to you, so it's more comfortable. Extended footrest, it's got USB ports in it, it's a very nice chair, so you'll have seen that on our social media.
All the bells and whistles.
Definitely, so it's all the links are in there if you want to check that out on our website, they'll be in the digest.
That kind of thing can make a real difference around the home, can't it?
Oh, definitely. Just getting in and out of the chair some days for myself is a hassle, but this does it all for you.
Yep, if you've got mobility issues, you might want to check it out. Great. I will tell you where you can find Living Well in just a moment. Right, what's going on with the Digest? What else have we got on there, Kirsty?
So the DCC have given us some information on proposed parking changes. There's a consultation for the Princess Street connection. So all the links are in there if you want to make a submission on that consultation.
And do take your opportunity to do that. We always encourage you to do that here on ORFM. Many voices giving the City Council the right messages is a good way to make sure that when changes are made, they've taken yours into account. Okay.
Age Concern are putting a big shout out there for volunteers, specifically for their Meals on Wheels service across Dunedin. So just an hour or so of your time can make a real difference, providing a hot meal and a friendly check-in for older people who may be feeling isolated or vulnerable. So the volunteers are needed in several areas and you can help out weekly, fortnightly, monthly or even on an on-call basis. You just need to have a full driver's licence and a reliable vehicle, and Age Concern would love to hear from you to help support the community.
Yes, and that's year-round too. Age Concern always looking for more volunteer drivers to come on board because, of course, they come and go. Sometimes students have been very helpful and students have their own limitations about the times that they're in the city. So however much time you can spare, do get in touch. You know, that will make a huge difference, particularly in these winter months. It's nice to know that there's a hot meal being delivered by a reliable service.
I was just about to mention that myself, actually, about how it's getting colder now, so there's even less and less people going out and that can't access the local amenities due to paths and just things like that. All the ice, the black ice that I found out myself this morning.
Yes, indeed. 479 3055 to get in touch, or there's more details in the digest, and we can give you details about how to get that in your email inbox shortly.
Books Beyond Barriers is back for its third season, I believe. So there's already been a couple of episodes, but last week's episode, episode 34, would be was all about money. And then that, Chrissy Wright is joined by New Zealand author Melody Ray to explore money skills for neurodivergent teens, including those with ADHD and autism. And they discuss how different the processing of the brain impacts financial decisions, impulse spending and budgeting. So that's all discussed in that podcast.
Such an interesting podcast series, of course, here on ORFM Books Beyond Barriers. And Chrissy, in her right with CCS Disability Action as librarian, she's coming across some great resources and creating some excellent resources of her own through this podcast series. You can find it online at our website, oar.org.nz, and your favourite podcast platforms.
The Packed Midwinter Matariki Ball is coming up on, it's at the Forsyth Bar on the 9th of July between 5pm and 10:30pm. So you can get tickets from their head office, or there's a contact on the Digest that you can email if you want to get tickets for that as well.
Ah, the Matariki public holiday at the end of this week. And of course, there's so much else going on in relation to the Puaka Matariki Festival. And great to see Packed inviting people out for a celebration too at the Midwinter Ball.
There's a few reminders that we've got from previous digests, but I think because we had the Ask John, they might have slipped by people. So there is the quiet afternoons at the museum so it's reduced lighting and a sound, reduced lighting and sound for a calmer experience if you want to visit the museum. We also have the right wool pillow, which is if you want a healthier, more restorative sleep. We've got details about a pillow in our digest for that. And also we had these gentlemen in the shop from StrideMend, which is a Dunedin-based company. And I always get this wrong, the name of his job, orthodist. Yeah. About how he's been in the industry for over 13 years working in a clinic, and he's always seen the same problems about people getting appropriate footwear when they have issues. So they've developed their own, and they're a Dunedin based company, so you can avoid all the shipping and all the waiting on good shoes that would suit your needs. And we actually do have a pair in the shop, so you can come in and give them a run for their money if the shoe fits, because we've only got one size. But yeah, they're in the shop if anybody wants to come and check them out.
Good footwear is so important, but if you're dealing with diabetes, if you have mobility challenges post-stroke, there might be sort of an unevenness in your gait and all those kinds of things, which can be a heck of an issue for anybody. Great to know there's some custom orthotics and stuff available for you there. So, and great to know it's a Dunedin company too, Kirsty. Yes. StrideMend.
Shop local.
Shop local indeed, yeah.
We've still got quite a few items for sale. We did get, there's a proud new owner of the CCS library shelves, so hopefully they're enjoying them. But we still have the houses for sale, the mobility scooter and the car all advertised in the digest as well.
All right. So the digest, if you don't know, goes out via email on a Friday afternoon, compiled by Kirsty, and we go through some of the highlights of it here on Monday, but not everything that's in the digest. And it's full of great information, links to organisations and the products and services that we've been talking about. Here is how you can get in touch with Living Well if you want to get the digest in your email box.
Living Well Disability Resource Centre offers free information and advice, connecting you to services and supports. Our friendly trained staff can also assess your eligibility for the Total Mobility Scheme for subsidised taxi travel. We also have a wide range of equipment and assistive products that support independent living for sale and hire. Visit Living Well Disability Resource Centre on the ground floor of Burns House on the corner of George and Bath Streets, 9 till 4:30 weekdays, or give us a call on 471 6152.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.